And there's one big kid who's in mourning this week. Arizona lost Bill Thompson on Wednesday. He's the man in the familiar derby hat and suit coat who entertained thousands of kids and adults each day on the Wallace and Ladmo show. For 36 years, it was a low-budget little TV program that created a lot of memories for loyal fans. KJZZ's Steve Shadley grew up watching the show.
Anyone who's lived in Arizona for a long time probably knows this song. It's the beloved theme of the Wallace and Ladmo show. When I was a kid growing up in Phoenix in the 1960s, I'd hear that music and run over to the TV and turn it up. That used to drive my little sister crazy, but she loved Wallace and Ladmo as much as I did. We grew up in a small trailer in the desert on the outskirts of town. We didn't have much. We didn't have air conditioning, only a swamp cooler, and we had a black and white TV. But we didn't care. We were all about the Wallace and Ladmo show. We loved the cartoons, the quirky little skits. And then there was that spoiled rich kid, Gerald, who was so stuck up, and everyone loved to hate the guy, dressed in his ruffles, that Dutch boy haircut, and old school eyeglasses. Despite their goofy costumes, they managed to stay in character. Wallace started the show at KPHO Channel 5 when Phoenix was still a small town back in 1954.
The station bought some cartoons, but none of the announcers wanted to do the kids' show because of the dignity of it, you know. And of course, I was begging, you know, so they let me try.
Glad to see you. Where have you been?
Welcome home. How have you been?
Home there. Welcome home.
Hello. Ladmo. What are you doing?
I'm shaking hands with an octopus. Oh, there. Welcome home.
My sister and I would have given a pile of gold for one of those Ladmo bags full of treasures. I remember you had to mail a postcard to the TV station, and they'd draw names of winners who'd get to see the show and get a Ladmo bag. We would send our postcards every week, but they never selected our cards. Sometimes the skits would include some adult humor, and even my mom and dad would get belly laughs watching it. You know, I've heard some people complain that the show was too bold in its humor sometimes, but that didn't seem to bother Wallace.
Every once in a while, they'd write in terrible letters, and we'd read them. And then we'd invite them down to get a Ladmo bag, and they came. We still hate your show, thanks for the bag.
One day in the early 1970s, my dad took the family to see Wallace and Ladmo live at Christown Mall. They do events around town, and I was so excited waiting that day in the parking lot to see my favorite TV buddies. So excited, I almost wet myself. They pulled up in a big flatbed truck and used it as a stage. Wallace and Ladmo were there in real life. I couldn't believe it. They were dressed in purple and yellow, passing out T-shirts and yucking it up. When Gerald came on the stage that day, everyone in the crowd was booing him. It was so much fun. And to this day, I remember watching my dad booing along with all of the others. He might have been the loudest voice in the whole pack. One of my favorite characters that Wallace played was Mr. Grudgemeyer. He was an old guy in a straw hat with these really wild eyeglasses that had these weird fake eyes painted across the lenses. He'd sit on a park bench and throw breadcrumbs around on the ground, and he'd always say, "Feed the birds, feed the birds." Then Ladmo would walk up, chomping from a bag of chips, and he'd scare away the pigeons. It always ended the same way, with Mr. Grudgemeyer smacking Ladmo with his hat. That skit was on for years, and it sounds so dumb, but it got me every time. It was so funny. Mr. Grudgemeyer, feed the birds. Well, Ladmo died about 20 years ago, and now Wallace is gone. I heard he passed away this week while I was driving and listening to the radio. It got me a little teary-eyed, thinking about good old Wallace and those days gone by. My sister died a few years ago, and I know if she was here, she'd be as upset as I am. Bill Thompson, a.k.a. Wallace, was 82 years old, and to me, he's a part of TV history. I actually got his autograph on a Wallace and Ladmo promotional photo for a Christmas gift a few years ago. It's one of my prized possessions. Wallace, if you're listening, I just want you to know Arizona loved that show, and you made life fun. We'll miss you.
That was KJZZ's Steve Shadley, and thanks to KAET Channel 8 for the archive audio.